今日我哋有下一代嘅家庭牧师，我哋姚培文牧师喺我哋当中去传讲神自己嘅话语，佢嘅题目系真理嘅重要性，佢嘅经文系喺呢个嘅《申命记》第六章，我哋又都有系标弟兄同佢做翻译，我哋将时间系交俾 Pastor Pat。
Good morning.It is always so wonderful to be able to worship with you all.
大家早上好，很高兴就一齐大家同大家分享同埋敬拜。
Please forgive my voice if I have a deeper sultry voice. I'm battling a cold this past week.
请你原谅我嘅声音，如果我嘅声音好似好低沉嘅，就因为我有一个伤风。
But before we start, I just wanted to share a little bit of context as we get into this message.
今天開始之前，我想同大家先分享一下今天信息的背景。
Back in 2021, I shared a sermon here in the Canto Service about some of the main red flags of a movement that was going on in the church called Progressive Christianity.
在2021年的時候，我在呢度廣東堂同弟兄姊妹分享了一篇道。當時我同大家分享的就有關一個漸進基督教運動的紅旗警告。
And then back in June of this past year, I was sharing in our church council meeting about the cultural attack on truth.
然后今年在6月的时候呢，我就在教会的执掌会里面分享了现代社会对真理文化的攻击。
Well, then that led us to today's message.
那就这个呢，就导致我今天的讲道。
Nowadays, if you've seen all over the world or all over the internet, you can see that anything and everything can be published online.
今天我们已经常见，无论任何资料、事情都可以在互联网上公开的发表。
Nearly every media source that we tap into usually is tainted with some kind of bias or opinions.
几乎所有的媒体资料都是染有偏见和观点的。
And it doesn't matter which circle you might come from.
无论我们是什么处境。
We are so inundated with social media and cultural and popular opinions that it's nearly impossible, especially at first blush, to discern, well, what is truth?
我们都被社交媒体文化和流行观点的冲突激动，是能够一刹眼之间将这些资料里面的真假和对错分别出来，就几乎是没可能的。
Now, I don't know how many of you have ever stumbled across this video that I saw online, but it displays this amazing advancement of artificial intelligence or AI.
不知道我们当中有几多人曾经看过这个令人震惊有关人工智能成就的视频。
And in this video, it shows how an AI robot so easily defeated an accomplished ping pong player in the world.
这段视频呢，就是展示了一个人工智能的机械人，很轻而易举地打败了一个乒乓高手。
Okay, please take a look.
我们看一看。
Now I know there's many ping pong players here in the Cantonese service.
我哋知道喺廣東堂裏邊有好多乒乓高手。
Saying we need to purchase this robot.
我哋一定要買呢一個機械人。
However,
但係
let us look at this next video here.
我哋睇下第二個視頻。
You see, for the undiscerning eye or the mind, one can look at the first video and just assume, wow, that's amazing. This is true.
如果一个没有辨别能力的人看了第一个视频就以为是真的。
It can be shown to our kids and they might buy into it without a second thought.
如果将这部视频给我们的子女看的话，他们可能毫不犹豫的就相信以为真的。
We live in this day and age in which even the word truth is transitory.
我们生活在这个时代，连真理这个词都是斩断过渡性的。
You've probably heard this phrase being tossed around, but what's true for you is your truth. And what's true for me, well, that's my truth.
有人經常聽到一句話就話你信為真實嘅就係你嘅真理，我信為真實嘅就係我嘅真理。
Or perhaps you've heard the phrase, well, just live out your truth.
或者你聽過一句話，你將你嘅真理活出嚟啦。
The truth has become a matter of subjective feeling or preference rather than an actual objective reality.
真理在今時今日已經變成一個主觀感受或者偏好的選擇，而不是一個客觀的事實。
And this hasn't just been marketed to our kids, it's been marketed to us as adults as well.
這個真理由絕對變為相對，不單止是影響到我們的子女，也影響到我們自己。
Greg Laurie, he's a very well-known pastor and evangelist from California, and he once shared these statistics about people's views of truth and morality.
一個很出名的加州的牧師傳道人 Greg Laurie 就曾經分享過關於觀點、真理和道德的統計數據。
And according to the study out of Arizona Christian University, it said that 58% of Americans surveyed no longer believe that objective truth and morality exists.
根據亞利桑那基督教大學的一個研究，58% 受訪的美國人已經不再相信客觀真理和道德的存在。
Meaning that these 58% believe more that truth comes from their own personal feelings and opinions rather than an outside standard that rules over all.
換言之，這批人相信真理是他個人的感受和意見，而不是一個客觀的外在標準。
Now to be honest, as sad as that might be,To be honest, it's not that big of a surprise when it comes to our culture and society.
老實咁講，雖然呢個比率喺呢度係好差好差，但喺今日嘅社會文化當中，一點都唔稀奇嘅。
But the truly sad thing was that in this same survey, it said that 46% of evangelicals hold to the same belief.
但真正係可悲哀嘅地方就係同一項調查當中。大約46% 嘅福音派嘅基督徒亦有同樣嘅信念。
46% of Bible-believing Christians believe that there's no such thing as absolute truth.
46% 相信聖經嘅基督徒竟然相信沒有絕對真理嘅存在。
They believe that authority again comes from the self more so than an outside source, namely.God.
相信權力的真在就是我自我，而不是我在外在那位的真神。
Well, if our foundation of truth is only as reliable as the whimsical nature of our subjective feelings,
如果我們真理的基礎就好像我們主觀的感受的話，
Well, when it actually comes time to share the actual truth of the gospel, then we end up having nothing to stand on.And our testimony will fall short.
我们真正需要分享真理的时候，我们就无地立足，我们的见证也是很软弱的。
And so, in light of this context, let us open our Bibles to Deuteronomy chapter 6.
在这个背景之下，我们一起翻开圣经到《申命记》第六章。
And we're going to use this passage as a foundation for this idea, this concept of truth.
我用这段经文为基础来思考真理这个概念。
And as we look at this passage, we're going to see three things with regard to truth.
我们会在这段经文里面思考真理的三个方面。
The first is simply, what is truth?
第一方面就是真理是什么?
The second is, well then why does truth matter?
第二个方面就是真理跟我有什么关系?
And then third is, well how does truth get confused?
第三方面就是真理怎样被混淆了。
And so let us stand together as we read this passage from Deuteronomy chapter 6, and our brother Bill will lead us as we all read together from the screen.
请大家一起起立，我们同时读这段经文，《申命记》六章一到六节。这是耶和华你们神所吩咐教训你们的诫命、律例、典章，使你们在要过去特别的地上遵行。好叫你和你子子孙孙一生敬畏耶和华你的神，谨守他的一切律例诫命，就是我吩咐你们的，使你的日子得以长久。以色列啊，你要听， 要遵守遵守，使你可以在那度大義物之地得以享福，人數極其增多，正如耶和華你列祖的神所應許你的。以色列啊，你要聽，耶和華我們神是獨一的主，你要盡心盡性盡力愛耶和華你的神。我今日所吩咐你的話都要記在身上。
Let's pray.
我們一起禱告。
Father, again, we thank you for this time to be able to examine your word.
天父，感謝你俾我哋一段時間能夠一起查考你嘅話語。
Jesus, you prayed in the high priestly prayer that we would be sanctified in the truth. And God, that your word is truth.
耶穌基督，你以大祭司嘅身份為我哋禱告，讓我哋喺真理裏面成聖。你嘅話語就係真理。
And so, Lord, we pray right now that you would reveal that truth to us clearly.Through your word.
主啊，求你藉著你嘅話語，讓我哋今日清楚明白知道乜嘢係真理。
And so we commit this time to you.
奉主耶穌基督嘅名求。
Amen. So let's first look. Oh, you may be seated, sir.
請坐。
Let's first look at this question: What is truth?
首先，我哋思考呢一個問題：乜嘢係真理？
Now keep in mind the context of this passage.
请记住经文的背景。
This was the time in between when the Israelites had been let go, had been freed from Egypt, and were still wandering in the desert.
当时以色列人逃离了埃及，但仲系喺旷野里边徘徊。
And they should have been nearing the moment in which they would be entering into the promised land.
已经好接近佢哋进入应许之地。
And so think they were about to be engulfed in a new land.And a new culture, and surrounded with new people.
他们即将还在一个新的地方，一个新的文化，还有一个新的群族里面。
And God had warned them time and time again, don't get mixed up with the people of these lands. Don't intermarry with them, so as not to be influenced by the culture and the ungodly practices that these Canaanites were involved in.
神一次又一次的警告以色列人。你哋唔好与呢片地土地上嘅群族混喺一齐，唔好同佢哋通婚，唔好俾迦南人嘅文化同埋邪恶嘅生活影响咗你哋。
And so God instituted these commandments and this reminder for the Israelites.
所以神为咗以色列人制定咗呢一切嘅律令。
And Moses says in verse 1, "Now this is the commandment, the statutes and the rules that the Lord your God commanded me to teach you."
摩西第一节就咁讲，这是耶和华你的神所吩咐教你们的律令、诫命、律令同埋典章。
So the first answer to our question, "What is truth?" is that the truth is first and foremost what God commands.
所以真理系什么呢？第一个亦系最重要嘅答案就系话神嘅命令。
Especially when we as Christians are challenged and hearing all this talk about your truth.And my truth, and all these different truths.
特別係我哋基督徒聽到所有呢啲關於你嘅真理、我嘅真理同埋所有其他嘅真理嘅時候。
But at the end of the day, the only thing that matters is God's truth.
歸根究底，最後最緊要同埋唯一嘅真理就係神嘅真理。
Even as Christians, whether short-term or long-term.Christians, we have to be very skeptical about how we feel.
作為基督徒嘅，無論你係即係啱啱信主嘅，定係已經信主咗好耐嘅，我哋都要懷疑我哋自己嘅感受。
Or how our hearts feel.
我哋內心嘅感受。
As Christians, we always need to be discerning about our thoughts and our feelings.
作為基督徒，我哋一定要辨別我哋自己嘅思念同埋感受。
Jeremiah chapter 17 verse 9 says that the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately sick. Who can understand it?
耶利米書十七章九節咁樣講，人心比萬物都詭詐，壞到極處，誰能識透呢？
This verse reveals so much about the human nature.
呢節經文顯示咗很多人性嘅本質。
Our sinful hearts are always susceptible to wandering.And deception.
我哋邪恶嘅心在真理上经常犹豫不决同埋诡诈。
In Ephesians chapter 4, Paul implores us to be mature into the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
喺以弗所书第四章， 保罗鼓励我们要达成满有基督成长的身量。
Why does he say this?
为什么他这么说呢？
Paul says, so that we may no longer be like children, tossed to and fro by the waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by human cunning, by craftiness and deceitful schemes.
保罗接着说，我们不要再做小孩子，中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术，被一切异教的风摇动，飘来飘去，就随从各种的异端。
But in the very next verse he says, but rather speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and held together by every joint which is equipped, when each part is working properly, makes the body grow so that it builds itself up in love.
接着他就讲下去，他说唯有用爱心说成实话，凡事长进，连于元首基督，全身都靠他联络得合适，八节各按其职，照着各体的功用彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐长长，在爱中建立自己。
So this is a call for us from all walks of life, from young to old, from every nation, from male to female, poor and rich, red and yellow, black and white, like the children's song, we are called to be joined in Christ.
这个就呼召我们各行各业、各国各族、男女老幼、贫富、红黄黑白，都在基督里面联系。
We're not to look to the government. We're not to look to the Republicans. We're not to look to the Democrats. We're not to look to the celebrities or the influencers or anyone else to tell us how to live or what to think.
不要依赖政府、政党、有名望的人、有影响的人或者其他任何人讲给我们听应该怎样生活和如何思考。
As Christians, God has given us the truth of the gospel, and as such, we are supposed to use that truth in love to be unified together with one another and to bring hope then and change to the world.
作为基督徒的，神已经给了我们福音的真理，因此我们应该用这个真理的爱彼此合一，使到这个世界带来希望和改变。
It shouldn't be the other way around. It shouldn't be the news sources or social media posts that shape and change how we as Christians or how we as a church end up living.
不应该反着过来，我们基督徒和教会反而被新闻报道和媒体消息影响了。
Christ, again, is our head, and we are to be joined by him with one another.
基督是我们的头，在他里面我们要彼此联合。
See, the world's truth says, love is love is love.
世界的真理就说爱就是爱就是爱。
That is entirely false.
这个是完全错误的。
Because God's love is love.
神的爱才是爱。
Loving with the love of Christ is love.
用基督的爱去爱才是真正的爱。
The world's love is just accepting everything, normalizing everything, including sin and sinfulness, and that is not loving.
世上的爱就是接受一切，使一切正常化，包括罪恶和罪性，这些不是爱。
That is deceitful and detrimental to the truth and to the gospel.
这个是欺骗性的，对真理和福音都是有害的。
That is a false hope.And a deliberate attack against the message of Jesus.
这是一个虚假的希望，是蓄意攻击耶稣基督的救恩信息。
Well, next we look at the second question. Then, why does truth matter?
跟着我们思考一下第二个问题，就是真理对我们有什么关系呢？
At the end of verse 2, it says, "Well, keeping all his statutes and his commandments, which I command you all the days of your life, that your days may be long."
申命记第六章第二节的末尾讲。谨守他的一切律例诫命，就是我所吩咐你的，使你的日子得以长久。
And then in verse 3 it says, "Be careful to do them, that it may go well with you, and that you may multiply greatly."
然后第三节就话要谨守遵行，使你们可以得以享福，人数极其增多。
See, without the truth and without God and His and the consistency and His morality set for us, There is no way to navigate through life.
如果冇真理，冇神同佢为我哋设立嘅一致性嘅道德，我哋就冇法生活。
Now most of us here, I believe, we either fall within the Generation X or the Baby Boomer generation. Amen. Correct. Except for Emmanuel right there.
喺呢度大部分嘅人，或者所有人，除咗呢个 Pastor Enoch 嘅仔仔之外，都系婴儿潮一代或者 X 世代嘅。
I believe Emmanuel is now past Gen Z and into Gen Alpha or even Gen Beta.
佢嗰一代就系 Alpha 世代。
But for pretty much all of us here, we remember the good old days, right? When we started driving, we didn't have GPS, and we certainly didn't have smartphones.
我哋仲记得我哋当初系点样开车噶吗？当时冇导航器，更加冇手机。
You either had a large fold-out map in your glove compartment.
你或者喺你嘅车嘅呢个手套袋箱里面有一张好大好大可以折叠嘅地图。
Or you actually had to call the person or the place that you were going to and ask them for directions.
或者你就要打电话去，你要去探访嗰个人，问佢点样去嘅方向。
So thinking this in Austin terms, I was like, okay, I have to go north on I-35 and then go west, turn left on
1431. 比較例，好似我哋喺呢個奧斯丁，就你首先沿著聯邦公路35向北行，然後向州公路1431向西行。
Okay, turn left on Palmer and then turn right on Colonial.
然後跟住咧就喺 Palmer 嗰度就左轉，然後去到 Colonial 嗰時右轉。
And then finally, when you hit Vista Ridge, you're going to turn left.And you're going to see a windmill on your left.
最后去到呢个 Vista Ridge 嗰时候，你就左转，咁你就睇到个好大嘅风车。
Well, that's where my neighborhood is.
呢个就我所住嘅住区。
And if you got lost, well, then you have to backtrack and find that gas station and get out of your car. It's so inconvenient, I know. But talk to the convenience store clerk and ask them, "Do you know where the windmill is?"
Yeah. 如果你迷失咗路，咁你就要翻去转头揾一个油站。咁啊，雖然係好唔方便，但你要落車走去個鋪頭裏邊就問個人啊，你知唔知道呢一個風車喺邊度啊
？That's how we did directions, right?
我哋就係咁樣揾路嘅，係咪咧
？Do you miss that?
你記唔記得
？But nowadays, millennials and Gen Zs, they have GPS and Google Maps.
但今日就好唔同啦，千禧世代同埋 C 世代，佢有呢個蘋果地圖同埋或者係其他嘅地圖。
Most of this generation, this new generation today, has no clue about street names or where any highways are.
呢一代嘅人，大部分人对街名同埋公路嘅方向位置都一无所知。
They have no clue which way is north or south.
佢哋完全唔知道边一个方向系北，边个方向系南。
Their GPS is always pointing straight.
因为手机咧就一向咧就净系向一个直去。
Right, we're purely reliant on the phone.
我哋完全系依靠我哋嘅手机。
And nowadays, I get it.
今日嘅情形我好明白。
But imagine this.
但你试想一下
，if the teams at Google Maps or Apple Maps or at Waze, they decided we are so mad at the world and they just programmed everything opposite to reality.
如果谷歌地图同埋苹果地图嘅团队，因为佢哋对世界不满意。特意就將編製嘅地圖完全改變咗，與事實係相反。
Or maybe they ended up deliberately mislabeling everything.
或者佢哋故意將所有啲名都完全用錯嘅名。
And even if we were to reduce it to a world map,
如果我哋只係喺呢個世界地圖上更改。
And these are some illustrations that I had shown to our CC during that meeting.
而家喺出邊銀幕上嗰張地圖就係我最近俾呢個教會長執會睇嘅一個地圖。
If this is the map that you learned,
如果你喺地理上学到系咁样嘅地图
，How do you navigate the world?
你点样可以喺地球上导航呢
？Or maybe this is the map that you learned,
或者系呢一张你所认识嘅地图。
Currently, we live in Asia.
但系里边咧个地方咧就完全系错咩
？Probably many of us prefer that we are in Asia.
咁你点可以揾到地方呢
？Or again.The map that we've traditionally learned for so long.
而家呢个就系我哋经常见嘅正确嘅地图。
Now, while we see that many of these maps or all these maps, there are some similarities. Only one representation of this map is true.
虽然我哋啱啱睇咗三个地图，有好多地方系好相似嘅， 但呢三張地圖裏邊只有一張係真嘅地圖，正確嘅地圖。
Without the right map and God pointing us to true north, you'd have no way to survive in this world.
如果喺我哋嘅人生嘅上邊沒有精準嘅指標，亦冇神嘅導航，我哋係無法喺世界上生存嘅。
You'd be doomed to fall in every pothole and trap that the world throws your way.
我哋一定會掉落世界裏邊每一個陷坑同埋陷阱。
You'd have no way to think, no way to think.
我哋冇辦法思想。
You'd have no moral compass.
我哋冇道德嘅指南。
You'd have no way to judge or navigate through life.
我哋冇法判斷同埋選擇。
And this is what's being fed to our kids and to this younger generation and to adults alike.
教导我哋嘅孩子、年轻嘅一代，甚至成人嘅近代资讯，就系咁样样本末丢颠覆嘅。
The teachings for this generation give little to no sense of right and wrong.
近代嘅教育几乎完全冇对错感嘅。
Only what the world tells them to believe, or even sometimes what the church might blindly teach them as well.
孩子们只系相信教导他们该相信嘅。甚至盲目地相信教会教导嘅。
See, it is vitally important for us and our children to know the truth and to learn how to navigate with it and to be able to contrast it to the things that the world throws at us.
我哋同我哋嘅儿女要能够清楚了解真理系非常非常嘅重要嘅，因为只有清楚明白咗真理，才能够应用真理同将世界教导嘅作个对比。
We need to be able to see and hear the things that the world is promoting and discern not only how they differ, but how they subtly manipulate us to get us to compromise the truth.
我们需要能够看到和听到世界推动的思维，不单只要辨别真理和世界思维的不同的地方，还要辨别世界怎样灵巧地使我们在不知不觉当中就妥协了我们的真理。
Or maybe to compromise our values.
妥協咗我哋嘅價值。
Or to compromise our morals.
妥協咗我哋嘅道德。
Well, that leads us to our last point for this message.
呢個就引到我哋最後嘅一個信息。
How does truth get confused?
呢個點就係真理係點樣被混淆到嘅呢？
When we look at the first few verses again, Moses tells the people in verse 1, "Do them in the land in which you are going over."
在《申命記》第六章的經文裏面，摩西好幾次咁講，佢第一節在所要過去得為業嘅地方上專行。
In verse 2, he says that you may fear the Lord by keeping all his statutes and his commandments all the days of your life.
第二節咁講，一生敬畏耶和華你的神，遵緊守他的一切律令戒命。
In verse 3, he says, be careful to do them.
第三節要緊守專行。
In verse 5, it says in this Shema, this saying that Jewish people would say over and over again, love the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul, and might.
第五節就是猶太人經常講的一句，你要盡心、盡性、盡力愛耶和華你的神。
And then finally in verse 6, he says, these words shall be on your heart.
最後在第六節，這些話都要記在心上。
When you look at these verses, you see how much God wants us to intimately know Him.
你睇唔睇到神係多麼密切咁想我哋認識佢呢？
And He wants us to know Him by keeping His commandments.
神要我哋通過遵守佢嘅律令來認識佢。
Jesus says something similar in the Gospel of John, chapter 14.
耶穌喺約翰福音十四章裏邊講咗句非常相似嘅話。
He says, whoever has my commandments and keeps them, he it is who loves me.
他们若爱我，就必遵守我的命令。
See, God wants our all.
神要我们的全人。
He wants full commitment.
神要我们全人投入。
He wants us to know his commandments. What are his commandments? Why we do them? How are we going to do them? When are we going to do them?Where should we do them? And who we ultimately do them for?
神要我们清楚了解他的律令，有什么律令，为什么要遵守这些律令，怎样去遵守，什么时候遵守，在哪里遵守，为谁遵守。
And then God wants us to be careful to do them.
跟住神要我哋小心遵行佢嘅律令。
He wants us to be intentional and purposeful in everything that we do in life.
神要我哋在所有做嘅事上都系有目的嘅同埋小心嘅。
Twice he mentions the heart because he desires for change to happen from the inside out, rather than just having an outward appearance of good.
在这段短短经文里面，神两次提到是心，因为他渴望我们的改变和承诺是从内心流出去外面的，而不是仅仅在外表的行为。
Because when we know God and His Word intimately, then when other truths might come our way, truths in quotes,We can easily identify them, okay, as not just less than, but oftentimes entirely false.
当我们非常明了神和他的话语的时候，当其他那些所谓真理出现我们的面前的时候，我们就很容易识别这些所谓真理的，不单只是低于神的真理，而且往往都是完全错误的。
Isn't this what Satan did so famously in Genesis chapter 3?
这个就是撒旦在创世纪第三章中所做臭名远播的做法。
He said, did God really say?
撒旦说，神岂是真说吗？
And he manipulated and he changed the wording.
他操纵并且改变了个措辞。
He changed the definition of the command.
他改变了那个命令的定义。
He changed the intention of the command.
他改变了那个命令的意图。
And he manipulated the understanding.
他操纵了亚当和夏娃的了解。
And because Adam and Eve didn't know the commandment intimately, they succumbed to the very first temptation, and the rest is history.
因为亚当夏娃并不是很十分明白神的真理和他的诫命，所以他第一次受到引诱的时候就失败了，其余就是人堕落的历史。
Well, there's a well-known story about the FBI and the U.S. Treasury Department, how they learn how to identify counterfeit bills or currency.
有一个关于联邦调查局和美国财政部怎样去学习如何识别假钞的真实故事。
And the story goes that in order for agents to get good at their job, they actually don't spend that much time studying the counterfeit as much as they devote their lives to studying and knowing the real thing.
嗰啲調查員實際上咧，唔好不點樣花時間去研究嗰啲假鈔票嘅，佢花嘅時間完全係去研究同埋了解真嘅鈔票。
And because they know the real bill so well, not this bill, right? But once a counterfeit is introduced to them, they can identify it almost immediately.
又因為佢哋非常非常之明白呢個真鈔票係咁樣樣，所以佢哋可以立刻。如果有些假钞票在他们面前的话，他就认了出来。
Jesus says in John chapter 8, If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free.
耶稣在约翰福音第八章说，你们若常常遵守我的道，就是真的我的门徒，你们必晓得真理，真理必叫你们得自由。
When we know the truth of God's word and how it directs our lives, well, then we are free from the confusion that the world presents and throws at us daily.
当我们知道神的话语的真理和他如何引导我们的生活的时候，我们就会摆脱了世界每天带给我们的困扰。
Every day there are new ideas, there's new interpretations, new creeds, new theology. Again, like it said in Ephesians 4,Every wind and wave of doctrine that's going to be introduced to our kids and the next generation.
每一日都有新的想法、新的解释、新的信条、新的神学、新的教义，一波又一波咁介绍嚟俾我哋嘅同我哋嘅孩子同埋下一代。
Well, a number of months ago, I stumbled across a story where an albeit very progressive church called the ELCA. It's the Evangelical Lutheran Church of America. They recited what was called the Sparkle Creed.
几个月之前，我系偶然发现咗一个报道，系有关一个非常自由派嘅路德会教会，佢哋咧就背诵一个叫做《闪约信经》。
For those of you who might be familiar with the Apostles' Creed, something that many churches say in liturgical churches. and it has a similar rhythm or cadence to that.
如果你哋明白相讀過信徒信經嘅話，好多教會都讀嘅信經嘅話咧，佢呢個閃耀信經咧就用咗以信徒信經相似嘅呢個節奏嚟宣讀。
Well, here in this video, this church pastor read these words with the congregation.
我睇過嗰個視頻，咁嗰個教會嘅牧師就同會員咧就讀呢一個閃耀信經。
Many of these words you might have heard in this current day and age, and I wasn't sure how it was going to translate in Cantonese.
你哋可能聽過好多呢啲嘅名詞，就喺今時今代成日用嘅名詞。
But this Sparkle Creed reads like this.
呢個閃耀信經係咁樣樣嘅。
I believe in a non-binary God whose pronouns are plural.
我相信非二元嘅神。他的代詞是複數的。
I believe in Jesus Christ, their child, who wore a fabulous tunic and had two dads, and saw everyone as a sibling child of God.
我相信耶穌基督，他的孩子穿着華麗的束腰外衣，有兩個爸爸，每一個人都看作為神的兄弟姊妹。
I believe in the rainbow spirit, who shatters our image of one white light.And refracts it into a rainbow of gorgeous diversity.
我相信彩虹精靈，它打破咗我哋一道白光嘅形象，並且將佢折射成為一道華麗嘅彩虹。
I believe in the church of everyday saints as numerous, creative, and resilient as patches on the AIDS quilt.
我相信日常聖徒嘅教會就好似一個艾滋病被上嘅補丁一樣。眾多富有創造力和人性
whose feet are grounded in mud and whose eyes gaze at the stars in wonder.
他們的腳踏在泥泞中，但他的眼睛仍是欣賞天上的眾星星。
I believe in the calling to each of us that love is love is love.
我相信對我們每人呼召的愛就是愛就是愛。
So beloved, let us love.I believe, glorious God, help my unbelief. Amen.
亲爱的，让我们去爱吧。我相信荣耀的神帮助我的不信。阿门。
And remember the first time I watched that video, I actually cried.
我记得我第一次睇呢个视频嘅时候，我真系流眼泪。
Because there was this man standing next to his son, and like blind sheep, reciting these verses.Buying into this message, hook, line, and sinker.
Because this video, there is a man and his son sitting there. They are sitting there, like blind sheep, following the preacher's preaching. They believed it, and they went up the hill, and they got on the bus. And
we don't intimately know the real God, this God of truth.
如果我们不是非常了解认识真神真理的神的时候
Then we will be oblivious when something even as blatantly false as the Sparkle Creed comes our way.
当闪耀圣经的公然虚假的东西出现我们眼前的时候我们会无视于中
And we will just accept it as the next truth that we need to believe in to the detriment of our lives or our kids' lives.
接受咗佢，为我哋所需要相信嘅下一个真理，从而损害咗我哋嘅生命。
ACC, my hope is that we would approach everything that we encounter like the Bereans of Acts.
奥斯丁华人教会，我希望我哋能够像比利亚人一样。
Don't just believe what I say because I'm at the pulpit.
唔好因为我喺讲台上就相信我讲嘅道。
I appreciated Bill. He emailed this.Emailed me this morning, like, I actually looked up this Sparkle Creed video online. But don't trust me. Don't just trust me because I'm a pastor.
咁佢呢個信呢個呢個閃耀信經咧，就我可以作個證人，我都睇過，即係真係有嘅，唔係佢作出嚟嘅。我睇咗之後，我都有啲流眼淚，我覺得哇，有冇搞錯真係。
I understood that. 有咩搞錯？
而且我另外一個感受就是因為它是叫做 Evangelical Lutheran Church But it's anything evangelical So it's a traversity 更加 traversity 就是 named after Lutheran 我就 send 咗封信俾佢，我話 Lutheran is turning over in the grave， 即係馬丁路德喺個墳墓裏邊都會轉身，因為實在係一個好離奇嘅事情。
Preach, brother.
I'm not preaching. I'm just sharing how I felt this morning, which I wrote to you already.
But everything I say, or everything that even Pastor Enoch says, test it against truth of Scripture.
我所講嘅每一句話，或者係周牧師所講嘅每一句話，都要用聖經嚟測量。
And if what we are saying is true, then use that to test against the many narratives that culture is throwing at us today.
如果我同大家分享嘅真係真理嘅話咧，咁你哋就要用你所學到嘅真理嚟測試今日文化嘅敘述。
As Christians, our goal is not to sound like or to be like the rest of the world.
作為基督徒嘅，我哋嘅目標唔係話睇起上嚟好似世界，或者聽起上嚟好似世界一樣。
As Christians, we are to be like and to sound like Christ to the world.
作為基督徒嘅，在世人面前，我哋要睇起嚟好似基督一樣，聽起嚟亦好似基督一樣。
Jesus says, "I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life." No one enters the Father except through me.
耶稣话：我系道路，我系真理，我系生命。藉着我，没有人能到父那里去。
And if Jesus indeed is the one that he says he is, that means that any other message offering hope outside of Jesus is a lie.
如果耶稣的确系佢所讲嘅嗰一位嘅话，任何其他在耶稣以外。提供嘅希望嘅信息都系谎言。
It doesn't matter how much you might believe it.
唔管你有多么想相信嗰啲信息。
It doesn't matter how much you even want to feel it.
你点样样喺心里边觉得佢都冇关系。
It only matters if it's true.
唯有佢系真实嘅，佢先系重要。
And if it isn't, then we cannot go on like the rest of the world, pandering to the lies that this world tries to promote.
如果呢啲信息系假嘅，唔系真嘅话，我哋就唔可以好似世界一样去迎接呢啲谎言。
And it's not just in the secular culture; it's permeating into the church as well.
呢啲谎言谬论唔单止渗透到世俗文化里面，亦渗透到教会里面。
And we need to make a stand. For the truth.
我们需要为真理站立起来。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。